In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Jared Freed. So amazing to keep doing this show. The response is unbelievable. You guys are out there, you're enjoying, you're rating, reviewing, and subscribing, which I thank you for. And Jordana thanks you as well.
I thank you as well.
But listen, keep it going. Keep telling friends, keep pushing it. You got to be our dealers. You got to give the drug of the U Up to people and do it through your Instagram stories. Take a picture and tag us. I send you a heart. I'll let you know that I'm appreciative, you know?
Yeah, I'll do it too. I even do the hand emoji.
Oh, the one where it's like praise.
Yeah, the praise.
Yeah.
Love it. Love that one.
The Jay-Z one.
I like using emojis because I'm very non-emotive in real life.
Yeah. It's so giving you away.
I'm like the girl who uses too many exclamation points in the emails and like too many emojis because I'm just like, I feel like I need to compensate for like the fact that I'm like kind of monotonous like a little bit.
Do you think people meet you and they're like, where did the emojis go? You do a KK. Which
all the time.
We've discussed this. We discussed this on the live episode.
Oh, yeah.
But you do a KK, which I'm always like, all right, we're cool.
Yeah.
You know, it is a nicer K.
Yeah. I think I find aggressive.
K is aggressive.
Yeah.
I'll do that to people who DM me and they're like when they come at me, like some people like
K.
Like they'll write a 4,000 word thing letting me know whatever the fuck they want to let me know. And I'm just like, I don't go to an open mic. I don't need you to do your bits at me.
Right.
You know, like, so I just write K and I think that lets them know, like, I'm done here. I don't know what to talk to you about.
It's a good like passive aggressive teenager move, I think, too.
I'm in on it.
Like whenever I say something like that, my sister that annoys her, she'll be like, K.
Yeah. My brother is
like, you're wearing a little too much makeup. K. It's like. Well,
why are you texting her that?
What?
Why are you telling her she's wearing? When are you doing that?
I don't know. If in this picture she'll be like, well, what do you think of this? And I'll be like, you don't really want to know.
Sure. I mean, I used to like, I lived with my younger brother for a while. So I would say like, what do you think of this bit? Like I would be like, and then but I knew that there was like a mood that he would have to be in for me to like.
Would he tell you the truth?
Yeah, but he would only. You need when you're looking for like feedback from somebody, they need to be in the right mood to give feedback.
Yeah,
it's not always the best.
It's
time
not
to
always
talk
the same
you.
Feedback. It depends on the mood. Always the feedback totally. Often depends on the mood. Like you think things are way funnier when you're in a better mood.
Absolutely. Oh, better mood, but also you're like. If you're just not in a good mood, you don't want to like, especially this podcast. Let's think of people email with their questions. You have to be in a certain type of mood to like be like, let's listen to all the world's problems that aren't my own.
Indeed. Yeah. I do read the emails. I try to get to every. Honestly, I think we get like 400 emails a week.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure we get that. So you guys are great.
UUP at betches.com.
Add some more to my plate.
Keep sending Jordana emails. UUP at betches.com. Yeah. Do we need like a reader? Like what do we, you know?
I'm probably going to get someone on that. Although I do enjoy them when you're talking about like read someone else's problems.
Sure.
Sometimes I'm like, I'm in the mood to read some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Let's get into these.
But also 200 words is just enough.
That is. Yeah. If I see one and it's like 8 paragraphs, I'm like, I need an Adderall to take this. I'm not going to be able
this
to do
turned
it.
Into summer reading. I'm done with eighth grade.
Right, but in all honesty, we do appreciate everyone sending in their stories, their emails. They're amazing. We're gonna get to as many as we possibly can.
Yeah, but especially the ones that are concise.
Right.
But also on the subject of passive aggressive. Text the new one girls are doing is
I saw
the,
that you put up a, yes, a tweet about that
the,
I do that all the time
so it's the I don't know what to call it because
it's
they
like
can't
the okay
see me doing it
it's
the
like the okay
the your hand making the circle with the three fingers up that emoji is now what women are doing. I'm getting that a lot from the females.
I do that one all the time. But just
like,
that one.
Okay. That's like the, that is like, well, an, like, exclamation point. Okay. Like,
so when you're dating, that's when you're getting a lot. You don't give it though.
I wouldn't give that out. That's a very female thing I've noticed.
No, I love that one. Cause it's like, when I was dating, I don't think they had the thing where you could just like the message, which I love now. Cause it's I don't have to put any effort into like thinking, you know, when you're like, I could respond to this.
The like of a message, but it's great to give.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's like, oh, I don't have to be like,
I've gotten the
that
like,
sounds good. It's like, totally. Instead of saying that sounds good,
I'm all set. But right. I do get, when you get the like message from someone else and it comes up and it sounds like a text, you're like, ooh, someone wants to speak to me. And then it's like, oh, they just fucking.
Well, if I'm trying to be generous, that's when I pull out the okay.
Oh, that's a generous one.
I think I'm formulating an actual response.
I'm getting it as a passive aggressive.
Really?
Like, okay.
Oh, I think you're taking it to all you, like, if a guy suggests like a plan.
Okay.
And then he's like, well, like, okay, so like, we'll meet here at this time, and then you just send the okay, and it's like,
no, come on,
what do you have to say
if it's in a dating situation? If a guy's like,
maybe,
hey,
it's just because I've been in a relationship for a year, and that's like, that's how I confirm
in the beginning of the relationship, show a little excitement. All right,
yeah, that's fair. In the beginning you gotta show enthusiasm.
If I'm coming in with like, hey, Tuesday night 9:00, I'll figure out a spot, and then you come with the hand okay.
Do you prefer KK or the
KK
hand okay?
KK would be great. Into okay. it. I'd like a sounds great with an exclamation point.
Oh, that's good.
I would like a.
Do you like looking forward to it?
Like it. It's a little meeting-ish. It's a little. It's a little dressed up. but I'm okay with it.
Okay.
KK. I know this is like. This is my own thing.
I'm looking forward to it is how I say I'm not going to sleep with you on this date.
Exactly. I'm saying if I see it, I'm looking forward to meeting.
I'm looking forward to meeting you in person, getting to know you.
That is like, we are hugging at the end.
Looking forward to not sleeping with you.
But KK, I'm like, the door is open.
She's down.
This chick's cool. She's with it. New on the KK scene.
What's the worst emoji for you to like? For you to get, do you get any of those like wacky smiley face?
There was a girl I used to text with. This annoyed me. Okay. Here, there's two that annoyed the fuck out of me. Actually,
let's hear them.
I don't like when someone gets too self-referential. So like, we were texting for a while, and then like, and then the person like at a certain point, I was like, this person's texting me too much.
Okay,
and then. I was like,
what's too much, you think?
It was just like, I'm not responding. We're not getting together. Right. It's going nowhere. And then, but then it
like
became,
like you say, text when you have something to say.
It was like nothing to say. Right. Exactly. Okay. So this one girl kept being like, am I bugging you? And then just kept sending me bugs. And I was like, and
this
then
girl gives no fucks.
Or just had no fucking thing in her brain that told her like, I'm not into this joke.
Bugs.
Just a bug, an ant. So she would get to the point, she would text
if
me.
If you liked her though, you might think that's like kind of endearing.
I don't know. Because it would get to the point, and we're like, maybe, but like, it would get to the point where we'd be like, what are you doing today? I'd be like, nothing. And then she'd be like, and I was like, seriously busy, but I'm answering like an asshole idiot. And she's going, I'm like, nothing, just doing some writing, whatever. And she's like, is you gonna go out tonight? I'm like, I don't know. And then the next one would be like an aunt. And I'd be like,
so no,
like with a question mark, like, am I bugging you? Like, that was her way of being
no,
like, am
insects.
I bugging you?
You're not into the insect emojis.
It's just like, you know, you're bugging me.
Have you ever sent an eggplant emoji?
Yes. Okay. I send eggplant emojis.
Everyone gets an eggplant emoji.
Yeah, everyone's getting it. My mom, my aunt, my cousin, everyone. The other girl was another one that would like, anytime she'd say something awkward that you knew she felt vulnerable, she would then follow it up with a robot. The robot.
Okay. Oh, because like she has no social skills.
Yes, that was her way of being like, and I'm like, shut
I feel
the
like
fuck
you could
up.
You could do that once.
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 Yes.
All of these things you could do like once, and you can't do more than one. You got to pick one. Do it once.
I could not agree more. Like once, it's funny and cute.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm talking about. The bug lady. Right. She's still sending fucking insects. And I'm like, you're bugging me. You're annoying. Stop it. Go
just
away.
Stop answering those people.
Well, that's the thing. There are people that I'm fielding texts from that I don't even have no intention of seeing.
You know what the ultimate fuck you is? Someone just keeps texting you stuff and you just write back, LOL.
It just says, LOL.
LOL.
I just don't like, what happens over text is a lot of people like, they're saying things and then trying to soften them with an LOL at the end.
Right, but I get why people do that, or the haha.
I get
either the haha or the LOL.
Sure,
because you really can't sense tone,
mm-hmm.
so you need to like not sound like you're super serious. So you almost, and then it becomes like a little excessive, where you're ending everything you're saying with like a haha.
Yeah,
work was tough today. Haha,
and like, it's like what?
Okay, is it? Was it or was it not?
Just think if you would speak that way.
Right.
Work was tough today. What?
Right.
Are you a crazy person?
Yeah, that's not.
I just think like you get that text from guys or girls. Both are doing it. Like mm-hmm. Like the LOL at the end is just them being like, anytime I see an LOL at the end of a text, I'm like, oh, this person isn't confident right now.
Because they want to make sure that you're hearing them right.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a little bit not confident, but it's a little like, oh, I want to make sure that I'm being like, what my message is being construed as like lighthearted.
Yeah, but this is kind of back to the point of like I've said it before, like text when you have something to say. Also text what you mean, and you know, you go per anything. We're so afraid of like, I see this with everything right now, just like comedy wise, right. And like making jokes online. We're so afraid of how people take it, where it's like, you know, the intent has to be, your intent matters. So people take out intent based on the feelings that people receive it with. And it's like, I can't be someone else's bus driver. So like when I send a text and I say, hey, it was great seeing you. I mean, it was great seeing you. I don't have to put an LOL at the end.
You're being vulnerable.
To fend off your fucking world.
To temper the excitement.
Yeah. Like I had a great time seeing you. Goodbye, done.
Right.
Period.
I only understand in the context of like maybe you're like saying, you're relaying information that, and I think I remember kind of doing this a lot, where I'd be like relaying the information but not wanting to sound like I'm like maybe not the most positive information, but I'm not trying to sound like
sure
super like dead serious about it.
At that point, a phone call. You know, like if I'm worried about how someone's gonna take something, I
are
call
like
the person.
Dating, you're not calling them.
Well, I would hope that we're not even down this road at this point. You know, I would hope that
we haven't
like,
gotten to the ha-ha stage.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to the, I better fucking soften this one
right.
with an LOL. You know, I don't know. I mean, this is kind of on the first topic that we wanted to talk about.
So, yeah, we got a question sort of relating to like the small talk between dates sort of situation.
And this is a very, this discussion is difficult because a lot of people are in these situations where, and you want to read it? I'll read it.
Oh, you read it. Okay.
So this question recently came up after I slid into a girl's DMs. This is the first time I've done it, as I'm starting to realize sliding into DMs is a thing now. Late 20s, back in the dating game. My question is, after agreeing to meet up for drinks, do you continue small talk once the date is decided? It's over a week away, so I'm not sure I should go silent until closer to the date to confirm time, place, etc. Or do I keep the conversation going, ask more questions to get to know her better? This is a really good question because it's very of the moment. A lot of people, no one knows what to fucking do.
Right.
You know, what do you think?
I think I've had this debate with my brother where I think I was annoyed that I was even between like early dates that there was like a lot of texting going on or before the first date. I kind of feel like if we set up the date is happening. Mm-hmm. I don't know you really yet. So I'd rather just like know you in person and speak to you, and I'll get to know you in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
As soon, like it'll take 5 minutes upon seeing you to like realize if this is a thing or not. Mm-hmm. I don't like small talk that much. Maybe that's just like a me thing, but I don't like too much talking before a date. What are your thoughts?
I'm with you. I want to say to this person and anyone who's wondering this, mm-hmm. dates made.
If you have something to say.
We have a week. You got something to say. There's no right answer.
Right.
There's no wrong answer. You are you and you are great and it's going to be fine. And if that's not great for someone else, that person, it's going to be good for someone else.
Right.
So like,
if you want a text, I think there's no like right, wrong. It depends on your personality.
There's no right or wrong. And it also depends on the match. Like maybe you two have nothing to say to each other yet. And right. that's okay, too. Maybe you're going on this date just on so-and-so said you should go out with them. You know, this could be a fix. Like, I've been in situations where it's been a fix-up. Where right. they'll be like, you got to meet my friend. Here's her number. Give her a ring. Or, like, send her a text and set something up. She wants to go out.
Right.
If that's all I have to go on, I say, hey, my text to this girl would be, hey, it was our friend thought that we would get along. I'd love to get together for a drink. Let me know if you're free this Thursday at 8. At that point, we have nothing more to talk about.
Right. Because you don't have anything to go on. You haven't shared any experiences. There's no inside jokes.
And that doesn't... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that doesn't mean that we're not maybe something.
Right.
That doesn't mean that
That's
maybe...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so
and
like...
I think you could have really good conversation. My whole thing is like, I think you could have a good texting conversation with someone and then meet them and it's kind of like... it's just not really like there or a thing.
It could go both ways.
Right. So I kind of feel like... it's better to just meet them if you're already meeting them.
It is, but I'm saying also that like that's one way it could happen. Mm-hmm. But then the second way it can happen, or the other way, another version of this is this guy slides into her DMs. Hey, what's happening? Not much. Hey, I was just like looking at your, you know, we have these many mutual friends in common. We should get together sometime. Oh, cool. What are you doing this weekend? Well, and now they're in kind of a small talk zone.
Right.
You know, which is fine. I think...
I don't think... How many days could that go on for, though?
Like, not very many. I mean, I had a situation, okay? I was tipped off that someone wanted to go out with me. And I was like, cool. So my... this is how I worked it. I was like, okay. What did I do? I responded to an Instagram story.
Okay.
And then was like, I think we should go out sometime. Okay. And now we've begun. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then they wrote back. Sounds great. That would be a lot of fun. What are you doing? This week I got this and this going on. Oh, this week I got this. Couldn't work out. Okay. That's fine. And then I think the Instagram story kind of like helps the small talk.
Because there's something to talk about.
There's something to talk right. about. So I think with any like talk leading up, first of all, dates should happen quick if you want to go out.
Right.
You 2 weeks from now is not a yeah. date.
I agree. Cause then it's like, you don't really want to like meet them.
No, you're just putting it off. Cause you're like, fuck it. I have other
right.
shit
They're
I'd
like
rather
on
do
the
instead
back
of you.
Burner. If I'm really bored into like, there's not, that's not someone you really want to go out with.
No.
Someone you're pushing a date with
but,
for 2 weeks.
But also don't reach out to someone that if you can't date for 2 weeks.
Right. Reach out to them when you are about to be able to date.
Yeah. And what I would say is the Instagram stories allow us for small talk. Like, let's say you're not free the next 2 weeks and there's someone out there that you want to go out with.
Right.
Respond to one Instagram stories with a ha ha. You know, that's a nice enough thing.
Or you just said ha ha's are terrible.
No, I'm saying ha ha's in this situation. Nothing's terrible. Nothing's great.
Right.
It all is just in the middle. Okay. Everything is in a different situation in the context. In the context of, hey, how are you? Ha 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 ha. That sucks.
Everyone's looking for an opening. Right?
Everyone's looking for an opening. So, like, hey, if you see a pic, an Instagram story of this girl or guy that, like, you have something that you could talk about. Do it.
It's a good conversation starter.
It's a great, and it's also light. You're not, hey, where are you from? Right. What do
and
you it, do? Do you have a brother? Do you have a sister?
It also doesn't have to continue into like, you know, the worst thing about talking to someone before is when the conversation is being continued for the conversation's sake and there's
totally
no
agree.
Way to like really end it. Someone
yes.
just has to like not respond to the non-question that's at the end.
Yes.
So this is probably a good way to keep it like kind of short because you're not really DMing back and forth for that long.
Short, fresh, quick, positive.
Right.
That should be every small talk before a date, if there is any. I think it's also okay to have nothing at all.
What do you think about small talk between dates? Between like dates one and two?
I think that any small talk is good if there is the understanding of a plan.
Right.
I think as long as that date is set up, the small talk is fun and fresh and good.
Do you ever, I think a lot of women experience this where like you have a date and then there's small talk going, you don't really plan on asking her out again, but you just kind of continue the small talk for
of course.
A while. You're never asking
her. Yeah.
And that's just someone you're hoping to text.
That's the hope to hook up without any
on a Friday night or something.
Yeah. That is the move of one date plus texting forever.
Right.
is a move.
Right. There's some
whether you know you're doing
there,
it or
it's
not.
It's like all guys want to do is have sex with you once and then watch your Instagram stories forever.
That is literally all we want to do. I mean, who was the comic I was watching? He had a bit about like, I think it was Patrice O'Neill, where he, Patrice O'Neill is like legendary comic. He passed away, but I was listening to his album the other day and he was talking about how like he's like, I only got, he goes, I'll just masturbate to you for the rest of your life. Rest of my life. I got what I need. I got the visual because I'm a visual guy.
Right.
And it's like that first date is you establishing that you're not a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you keep the idle, you're rolling your eyes at me, but this is,
yeah.
And then if you keep the idle texting up, you're hoping that at some point there's a point where she's like, I got nothing else going on. It's
late.
It's Saturday night. I'll meet you. I've already got established that you're not a creep or a serial killer, and meeting you out late on a Saturday is with some safety and adventure at the same time. Girls, I mean, that's what a lot of women want, is
safe adventure. Right.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or Reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So what's the difference, would you say, after a first date? What makes you decide I'm either going to ask this person out on another date, or I'm just going to text them indefinitely and then text them at 1 a.m. on a Friday?
I don't think there's a real decision that's made.
It's not an active decision going through.
Well, the thing is, like, this is very much 2018 dating, is that we're meeting so many more people than maybe our parents would have met. We're put in front
of... there's no one I'm asking on a second date. Well,
there are people, but I'm saying there's a lot of... We're meeting a lot of good, nice people that we don't want to be mean to them, and we don't want to... You know, small talk, a lot of the small talk that ends with no dates is just someone trying to be nice without dumping you, because they don't really have a right to dump you.
Well... I'm on the flip side.
You don't have a right to dump it.
If
we went on one date, okay, and then we just started idly texting, and you were like, when are you free again? And I'm like, and we always make plans, and then they cancel, then they plan, and they cancel. And I just say, at a certain point, I go, listen, that was a fun first date, but I don't see us being the match. If we, you know, I just see us being a hookup. Like, wouldn't you be like, this is a crazy thing to say?
Well, I mean, I would imagine you wouldn't say it like that. I imagine you'd say, I'm not really looking for anything serious, but like, if you're down to hang out, like,
that's probably the best way to say it.
I'm down to hang out, but I'm not really looking for anything serious, just so you know.
DTHASWH.
Right. Yeah, you can't say hookup.
Down to hang out and see what happens.
You gotta imply the hookup part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, and I mean, like, on the flip side, have you ever had a girl who kind of like, sort of was dodging your second date request and like just kind of kept the small talk going?
Yeah, I've had it. Yeah, sometimes I'll go on the first date. Hey, well, that was so much fun. We should do it again next week. Yeah, sounds good. Maybe. Let's see what happens next week. That's the ultimate push off is let's see what next week's
we'll see.
Schedule.
That's why
like.
I hate we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see is like. We won't see.
And then, we'll see means if everything else fails.
Right.
And I feel like I want a night.
If there's a nuclear holocaust and the two of us are left, we'll see if we can make it
then
work.
Then we'll see about second base. I just, the let's see what next week's schedule's like. That's like the ultimate, right. like.
Annoying.
Let me sit on this to see if you're worth my time.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying about you're breaking up with someone after a first date, but you're not with them.
I just don't know. You know, I just think when these dates things happen, I think there's like a speed.
Well, do you text someone after a first date if you're not interested in seeing them again?
I will always send, hey, that was a lot of fun.
Okay.
Just as a nicety. I know some people are getting angry at that, but Right. Listen.
Yeah, if it were me, I'd prefer you didn't do that.
So you'd prefer... You go on a date with a guy.
Yeah.
And then you never speak ever again. If he's not interested
I'm interested in him and he's not interested in me, I prefer I never hear from him.
Never hear from him.
Right. Well, although if I was interested in a guy and we had a good date and he didn't text me by like noon the next day.
Yeah.
I'd send him a text and be like, "Hey, like thanks for last night. I had a lot of fun." That's what I would say. And that would be my like one last ditch effort to like do that. And if he said, yeah, I had fun, I would assume that was like it. And if he said, yeah, we should do it again, I would assume that he wanted to see me again.
See, I would write back, I had fun if I didn't want another date. If I kind of wanted another date, I would write, we should do that again. if I wanted to see this person again, I would be like, I'm going to be out this weekend. We should get together. See, this is the other thing, though. Right. Like, right now, there's this weird, and I see it with a lot of the emails we get, and I think we're going to read some today that kind of hit on this idea of, like, you're doing this. This is supposed to be fun. Okay. You know, a lot of people, you know, that are asking these questions, it sounds like their biggest problem is they're not letting go. They're so afraid of being hurt by this person that doesn't even exist yet that they're not even giving themselves up to like the fun time. Like if I go on a first date on a Tuesday, okay, drinks, great, fun. And I say, hey, this weekend I'm going to be out. We should get together at some point. Is that, you know, there's certain girls that are looking at it going, well, I need the letter to be brought to me by pigeon, you know, like.
But you have to understand why these girls are thinking that, because they've already been burned enough times by guys where they were like, oh, like this guy said that he's like seems interested. Maybe I'll like settle for like a non-real date.
Mm-hmm.
But then they wind up going out with they get a little too drunk. They go out. They like hook up with this guy and then they feel shitty about it the next day. So it is. Yeah. They're, I mean, like everyone's having fun, but like we're having less fun the next day after we do something that like didn't make us feel great.
Well, I do understand that is understandable,
right?
But at the same time, like you didn't have to hook up.
I know,
you
but know, I'm like, saying like
you can go meet
but
up
you're,
with
okay, but you're like saying kind of two things at once. You're saying like everyone should just go and have fun,
yeah.
But like you also don't have to have fun because like that's what I'm saying. That's why the girls aren't having fun.
Well, because my response to that would be I understand if I'm a girl went on a first date, then met up that weekend, hung out, didn't hook up, then got together a second date or a third date or whatever we were going to call it, dinner, they end up hooking up then they hang out that weekend, the next weekend, fun, hook up that night. Then it's, you know, the next week they do something during the week, end up on that weekend, and then they're doing something fun, they end up hooking up. Now you're 3 weeks in with someone and it's like, what are we? Are we moving towards a relationship?
Yeah.
And I do understand where girls are getting burned by the idea that third week in, that guy's going, we're just here.
Right.
I do understand
that. That's not what we're looking for.
That's the burn more than...
That's why girls don't have fun. We have fun, but I'm saying that's why everything's a little more calculated.
Sure.
Because...
I understand more than the went out that weekend and hooked up and felt bad about it. Like, to me, that's a personal responsibility thing.
Like, I agree. I mean, that's what I'm saying, but like... It's hard to be in both the have fun mindset and the like I'm looking for a serious relationship mindset, which are both valid things to be looking for. Mm-hmm. But like it's hard to look for them both at the same time.
Yeah. And but the burn I do understand that the girls would be wary of is that third week.
Right.
Where they're like, well, I've been having fun and this guy's still looking to just stay in this third week area.
I'm looking to move forward.
Right. You know, and with me and other people.
Yeah.
So I do understand why you'd be scared of getting down to that third week.
Right, because then you're already sleeping with this guy. You're like emotionally attached to him because of those like chemical sex hormone things, which is a real thing.
I understand that. I'm not saying that it isn't.
So I think that's more like I've done this 3 week thing enough times where like I feel kind of I continuously feel kind of shitty after it. So maybe I'm going to have less fun in the immediate and hope to have more fun when I have a boyfriend in 3 months.
Well, I mean, at that point, I'm like, you know, fuck for you, you know, like, right. You know, like don't fuck for anyone else but yourself. Like, I think like,
what do you mean by that?
Like, don't have sex with a guy to keep him in. That'll never work.
No, I agree with that's what I'm saying. That's why they're not having fun.
But you can have fun without the sex is my point.
Right.
Like you can be fun and flirty. There are girls.
How many times could you meet a guy out at 2 a.m. without having sex with him?
Could I? Not very many. But I'm saying could one? I don't know.
You meet a girl, she texts you Friday night, she's out, she's having fun, she texts you, you meet up, you don't actually have sex.
Well, at that
you
point... You meet
up, she does that again next Friday. How many times until you're like, what's...
But at that point, if the girl's doesn't... If she can be fine not having sex, which is like, that's, you know, her option, she's just gonna see if that guy keeps in, and if he doesn't keep chasing, then you knew your answer. The answer is the same with or without sex.
How long are you going on dates with a girl if she's not having sex with you, or how long are you meeting up with her at night if she's
how many hangouts
is
she blowing me? I could hang with blowjobs literally until I get married. I think I could go for the rest of my life. I could go no sex, all blowjobs, going down. I could go third base till the finish line.
It's
at this
point.
It's
a good way to minimize the amount of children you have.
If I could live in that world, I'd be in heaven on earth.
How many? It's 5 dates in.
See,
you finally get one blowjob.
This is... I've gotten the blowjob
on date 5. Are you making it there? I don't think you are.
I don't think I'm making it to 5 without blowjobs. And for the women getting angry at home,
no matter
I'm
who
going
the,
down on her too.
No matter who the girl is.
If I'm at third base, I'm saying it kind of back to what we were talking about in the beginning of this. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer.
There's just your personal
preference.
There's
just how much do I enjoy my time with this person.
Right.
I just think that if you're holding out on sex and if you're giving in on sex, it's the same answer. If the girl has sex on date one that gets the boyfriend, she would have gotten him if she had waited.
Right. But here's the difference is if you're having sex on date one, you're becoming artificially more attached on date one than if you're having sex on date 5, then... You're a little more removed from it. You're not like the stakes aren't as high. You're not like as like chemically.
But that's actually the opposite for a guy. The longer I wait.
Well, that's the battle of the sexes.
This is the battle. This is why this podcast exists. Right. UUP at Betches.com. I just think that's why you got to make it personalized. Like you, I just think like a lot of these questions that come in from the women's side. And this isn't to say that it doesn't happen for men too, but it always is on the side of what will he think if I do blank?
Right.
And well, why don't you get yours, do what you do, and be okay that someone doesn't like your cup of tea?
Well, I agree with that, but I'm just saying Yeah, you shouldn't think about it like, is he gonna like me if I have sex right away? I don't think it's about like you just said, I don't think it's about like, he's not gonna like me as much, he's not gonna think of me differently if I have sex on the first day, he's gonna think of me differently if I have sex, I wait 2 months to have sex. It's more like what having sex does to you and how that makes you think of him.
Yeah.
And I think there is like a sense of like a slightly artificial bonding thing that makes you feel more attached to this person than you would if you didn't have sex with them.
That is totally, there's no disagreement. You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah, like we're on the same page,
but at the same time, I'm like, I can't control that for you. You know, like a lot of times.
Well, you can control that in the sense of like, okay, I'm only going to have sex with you if I see this going somewhere.
When sex is used as a bargaining chip, it's never going to work out. Like, I think when the guy goes in to have sex and when the girl uses the sex to say that he's in, it's never really a great relationship. It's kind of like having kids to save the marriage.
Right.
You know, like
it's like a bargain, right?
It's a bargain, you know, tool. And it's like I've been put in that situation where it's like I'll be very honest right now. This won't sound great, but I'm
just
like
the rest of
this is going to sound bad. And I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I mean, this is just the reality. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of guys that are like, you know, when it's like when you break up with a girl or a guy and you're like, OK, I'm going to get them to dump me first.
OK,
like. You act like a little aloof, a little can't hang out. And a lot of guys are like, as long as I get far enough away from when we've had sex, that's when I can break up.
So you need to like,
so
you're saying
so
like you won't have sex with them.
Understanding how much that like the chemical of having sex with someone is like important to the woman. Even before you said that, knowing that I've been in situations where I'm like, well, I haven't had sex for a week.
Now we can break up. You're not going to break up right after having
sex. Well, I've also been in the other situation where I'm like, I'm going in here to break up. And then like all of a sudden, an hour later, flash cut to me naked next to the girl. I'm going,
no, you can't do that.
Well,
you
got to wait 3 weeks. Start the whole thing over again. Got to act aloof again.
That's funny. Because at the end of that, we're thinking, oh, things are so well. We just slept together.
No. And that's the thing where it's like now sex has been used as this chip.
It's not a right. I don't think I just think it's more of like it means sex means different things. Primarily, I think to different genders, different people within those genders, and I think for many women, it means something more than it means to a lot of guys.
Especially if you've been on dates, if you've gotten to know each other. It's like if it's one thing that if you meet in a bar that night, you talk, you have a good time, you go back, you fuck. Those two can walk away going, hey, I know what that was.
Right.
When it's in this vulnerable space of like, I've gone out with them.
I like this person. Right.
We've had a great conversation. I've talked about my family with this person. A lot of guys won't look into it as much with connecting the sex to that conversation.
Right. That's kind of what we think. We're like, I trust this person now enough to feel like I can get to that level with him of like more of increased closeness and kind of feel more after X amount of dates, I feel more safe with him that this is going somewhere and that he respects me. And so
that's why the small talk, I mean, if we get like back to the subject, like the small talk texting after a first date can be kind of dangerous.
Which is what?
Well, you had this first date. It went great.
Right.
Okay. Then you start small talk texting and it turns into let's hang out this weekend. But you've built up, you've had now the date plus the texting is an amount of, fake trust and getting to know you.
Right. Well,
that hasn't really happened yet.
Well, as women, we should learn the difference between fake trust and real trust. And fake trust is texting or anything someone says. Yeah. And real trust is actions and looking at what someone does and looking how out of their way they're going to like really see you or be with you or just, spend time with you. Or
just know that any that. Text you get from someone means nothing.
I agree.
I mean, it really means nothing. Because what you can do and you can't do
this. It's so easy to text. It's not even like texting in like 2005 where every text cost you 10 cents.
No, this is unlimited free, texting. Unlimited. And also the here's what you can do when you text something vulnerable. Like I don't trust any emotional text because what you can do is when you send the emotional text, you write it. And then what do? We put our phone face down and we go, I'll look at the answer and you know, like
once I psych myself
once
up
I
for
psych
it.
Myself up for right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we all kind of do that. You can't do that in person. When you say something vulnerable to someone's face,
you have to look at someone in the eye.
You have to see them. Yeah. You have to see the reaction. You got to live in their reaction. You tell someone I love you over text, you don't have to see them go, oh my God, right. I'm going to say the fuck, this guy loves me.
Yeah,
fuck
it's
this
funny.
Guy.
It's almost like the anti thing of like the way it's like so much easier to bully people now because you can text. Like I think Louis C.K. had a funny thing about this where he's like, if you wanted to call someone fat back in the day, you had to just look them in the face and yes. say you're fat. And then like you had to see them like get all sad. But now you could just like text them like you're fat. And then like
it's you, like don't, you, never right, even, you don't have even to see their
reaction. Right. This is like the opposite. Listen, with the vulnerable text.
I mean,
it's so funny.
I put it, people are so much more evil over their phones than they are in person. I put up a tweet that was the drunk foods ranked. And I ranked all the drunk foods. And people reacted to that as if I put out like... Well, like
here's the best
like,
races.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly how people reacted. And the joke was that I was like, this is the list. Don't talk to me. These are the drunk foods. And people are like, how do you not have a cheeseburgers on here? And I'm like, this is how you react to this. Okay. How do you react to like important issues, like real things?
Right.
And that's the same with texting. Like, you can just be whatever you want to write yourself to be. And it doesn't...
It's not really who you are.
It's not who you are. It's
look at me like, with the exclamation points. That's not who I am.
It's not who you are. But you're trying. You're trying to be positive. Yeah. Positivity always works. I mean, we see with the live podcasts. Like, we sit here and talk, and we have these conversations, and we don't see the billions of people, billions, that are listening to this.
All the entire world.
But we need more. Rate, review, subscribe, and Instagram story.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. But I'm saying we... And it is weird when we do the live shows because we see the reaction
right.
to some of the things and like, you know, that we're saying. And when we say it on this podcast, like we fucking leave it.
It's harder to say it in real life.
Totally. Yeah. It's so much harder. And there's so many times on those live shows where I'm like looking at the crowd being like, yeah, I'm kind of half joking. You know, right. like I'm trying to be funny about this real thing, you know, but like. You can see, you know, that it hits people in a certain way.
End of the day, don't small talk all you want. Don't actually think that means anything.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
UUP at Betches.com. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Let's do some emails. Do you want me to read the first one?
I go for it.
Okay. Hey, Jared and Jordana. Love you guys. Can't rave enough about how funny and great this podcast is. I was wondering if you could touch on the situation that is seeing someone you know on a dating app. I saw a guy I've met a few times who I happen to think is cute on Bumble about a month ago. After careful consideration, I decided to swipe right because he would only know if he swiped right too. We matched immediately. I messaged him and the convo was a little awkward and didn't go anywhere. A guy friend of mine told me not to worry about the awkward convo because the fact that he matched with me in the first place was huge. And now I know he's interested for the next time I see him in person. Do you guys agree? I feel like he's right in that you wouldn't swipe right on someone you knew unless you were either attracted to them or they were like your best friend. I saw him recently in a group setting and things were totally normal, but nothing happened between us. Should I make a move because I have insight into the fact that he could be into me, or do you think it's a lost cause? I'm not too invested in this, but I'm wondering what to do in the future when I see someone on an app who I've met in real life to avoid this situation entirely. Thank you. P.S. He's a friend of my roommate, so if I were to ask him out and he rejected me, I'd have to deal with seeing him fairly regularly. Felt like this was an important detail to add.
Well, I want to thank her for this email because it's a good... This is a thing that's out there.
Yeah, I think we've all encountered people we kind of know on dating apps.
Here's what I'll tell her right now. This is a perfect email for why these apps are, a lot of them are made for men.
Right.
They cater to men because they play off our laziness. What these apps do is give us a free ticket to a thought in your mind. So right. This guy was like, fuck it, I'll swipe right. And I'm sure.
Because why not?
I'm sure he's attracted to you. Yes. Your friend is right. He's attracted to you. But that's all we know. That's all he wanted to know, too.
If she was attracted to him.
And now you've swiped right. You both have the answer. Now he owns the thought in your brain that you are attracted to him enough.
Because you've swiped right.
Now, at this point, that's all he needs. He would have made this happen in person if he really wanted to make it happen.
It's
made easier for him.
Right.
Now he can, plus then he saw you in person and never brought it up.
That's weird.
Because that is the point. If I was to see someone I know on these apps and swipe right on them and get the match, if I really wanted to see them, then in person I would make a thing about it.
Right. You'd be like, or you might just ask them out on the app.
I
thought she messaged him, right? Because she messaged him and the convo was a little awkward and didn't go anywhere.
Well, this is the thing. He doesn't want to go the next level.
Right. If you see a girl that you like think is hot and you would want to go out with and you guys swipe right on each other on an app, you're like, oh, of course I'm going out with this person. I already know they're not a maniac because I like know of them in real life.
We have these mutual friends. It's going to be great. But this is the thing. This guy will fuck you. He won't date you because he has been given every opportunity in the world with knowing that you think he's attractive.
Right.
And he's done nothing with that information except just wait for you to text him.
Right.
That's why
Bumble is a like feminist app in theory, but it's really like
it's
not.
It is the most made for men app.
Right, because it's
imagine a girl mess. It's basically
turning the whole switch on the thing where it's like, you know how women, we get to wait on the parlor and your suitors would come.
Yeah.
Now it's like men waiting with like men, they're Bring waiting on the parlor. Women.
Yeah.
Bring them, you know, your all the women are coming to like take them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine a girl tapping me on the shoulder going, I think you're cute. And then another girl tapped me on the shoulder going, I think you're cute. And then they both looked at me.
Now
and
you
then,
get to pick.
And then one of them goes, ooh me, ooh me. Because she talked first. right? That's what that app is. So like this guy is just waiting for you to be like, let's hook up late night. I think that like that's
right.
He just
has to field all the incoming messages.
That's
right?
All he has to do. But also, because you know each other, he's not going to shake the friend group.
What she's wondering is why didn't he just swipe left?
Because he wanted to see
if she would swipe right.
Yeah, he for the same reason she was like, well, let's see what this does. Because I think like all of these apps where you're trying to match with someone and see, you're just like, could this happen? You know, because it's really no shit on anyone's back.
Right. Her issue is that she already probably had like a little bit of a crush on this guy.
Well, then, she probably convinced herself. She was I matched with him. We've got all the friends. What more is there?
And then she emotionally masturbated this into like, this is their like new little way of meeting.
Yes. And in his mind, he's like in the same way she was like, we matched. We got these same friends. It's going to be great. We can go out together.
Right.
I know he's not a psycho. And then he's saying the same thing, but in a different tone. He's going, well, we got all these friends that know. No,
I could probably sleep with her.
I gotta wait until she says she'll fuck me, so I don't look like the bad guy. Like, you know, right. Like his everything that she saw as a positive, he saw as a negative.
So guys are you're saying that a lot of guys are constantly thinking about looking like the bad guy, trying to avoid that
in this situation. And I mean, I've said it on this podcast before, the aunt theory, where it's like
right.
knowing someone in common keeps these guys in check. This guy knows he's kept in check at this point.
Right.
So that's why he's avoiding any date opportunity, because he wants it to be casual.
Right. So to her, I'd say I would not ask him out, because I don't think trying to have sex with
him. This will never make her happy.
Right. Because you've really like opened the door wide for him. If he wants to do it, he'll step through it.
If you swipe right on someone you know and it becomes a match, that should happen easier than any other thing.
Because they're already vetted for being normal.
God, we should go out. I didn't even know.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen right away. If it doesn't...
Have you matched with a friend? What would be your opening line if you match with someone you knew?
On Bumble, where they would have to message... Mm-hmm. I would have to message them first?
Yeah.
I'd be... If I knew them well enough to like... say something personal, I might mm-hmm. say that. And if I didn't, I'd be like, funny seeing you here or something.
That's the opening line. Hey, fancy seeing you here.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly. You got to do that and then let them take it from there.
Yeah. Admit to it though.
But if I was an app where anyone could message each other, I wouldn't even message them. I would say,
you would wait on them.
I would wait and I would assume them. If it was something more than just like a mutual feeling of your hotness.
Well, but at this point, like with these apps, like you are, hey, we're hot. We did it.
Right.
Okay.
I used to love seeing people I knew on apps, because I'd be like, I'm not really like aggressively approaching these people. This is like a great way. If this person's interested, this is their opener.
Yeah.
I'm going to like, this is a great opportunity for someone that I've seen out or around to like now have like a very private, easy channel where I've already acknowledged that I think that they're attractive.
And for guys, it's a great opportunity to hook up with that person and have it be casual. So know that.
Maybe they want to get to know you better.
Absolutely. But you'll know very quickly.
Right.
Let's do another email.
Let's do it.
UUP@betches.com. Hey, Jared and Jordana, love the podcast. I'm obsessed. I've turned many friends on to you guys as well. I'm 27 and I've been dating my 32-year-old boyfriend for a few months now. Recently, I found out he used to hook up with a girl 10 years younger than him. He was 30. She was 20. This really bothered me, as I loosely know her and always thought of her as so much younger than me. Yeah, that's because she is. The fact that he was hooking up with someone 2 years out of high school as a 30-year-old man bothers me, even though I realize his past is none of my business. Am I right to be troubled by this? I asked him if he would date a 20-year-old now as he's 32 years old. And after all the reassurances that he only wants to be with me, he finally said that, sure, he would be open to it.
She must have really broke this down.
Really,
I'm thinking of her in like a terrorist chamber. She's got him tied up. Would you do it?
Yeah, he seemed like he was put against the ropes. Am I totally in the wrong to be creeped out by this? He's very educated, has a great job. I feel so uneasy about this, and it makes me a little grossed out. To be fair, recently on a date with someone 37, and I'm 26, so that was a slightly larger age gap, but it just feels different to me as I'm working professional out of college. High school is a distant memory. What do we think?
I think like 20 is different than 18, but mm-hmm. Here's what I would infer from this information.
Okay.
Is this guy was looking to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
He was an attractive younger girl who was interested in him and he was hooking up with her. It doesn't sound like he said he was in like a serious relationship with this person. Like this person's of age, they're legal. It's not like I think that. If I were 20 and I met a 30-year-old guy that it was like I was having a lot of fun with, I would go there. I don't think it's like gross.
Here's what I she has to separate this being his thing from this being
a thing he did. Right.
Yeah. So if he's like if this girl and him came into contact with each other by way that feels appropriate.
Right.
Like they were at the same bar and she was at, you know, it was an 18 plus, you know, they were at the Max, having shakes at the teen club. Yeah. If they, the way they met makes sense, then you should leave this because everyone has a past.
Right.
And do I think it's weird? Yes. 20. And I think 20 a 20 year old, are you kidding me?
I mean,
20 years old. I'm 30. I do think
maybe if you're at a phase in your life where you're not looking to like to really be serious with anyone and there's a 20 year old that you met.
Listen, it can happen. It could happen to me.
I think it's different to be targeting 20 year olds.
This is what I'm saying. Right. Yeah. Yeah. If he was like, nah, listen, we were, you know, I was at this club and she was one of the, you know, she was at the club.
I hit up the NYU campus.
Yeah, I was hanging out, you know, I was hanging out at NYU. I was in the library just like scoping.
Right.
But if he was like, if the story of how they met sounds natural enough, then you should leave this alone because well, you're really asking for too much for him to go into his past and undo something that he can't undo.
I think this really comes for her from like sort of like a little bit of an insecurity of like, okay, I'm like, I'm 27 and is this his thing? Is this like, am I like someone?
I think the story tells you whether it's his thing or not. That's my point.
Right. But I think it's like the part of her being troubled by this is like a little bit of like an insecurity and like
these of are her the own ki- age.
These are, I don't even know about her own age, but like these are the guys that this, that he's into. I think whenever we're women, as women, we're with guys, we're thinking about like, when we hear about their past relationships or the past people they've been with, we're like, well, what does that say about like him and his choices and what he's looking for? And how does that really, how am I different from that? How am I a different choice?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's not fair to him.
Well, I think it's fair to him in the sense if she's like, if he explains it like this, again, this was a time of my life. I was like kind of dating this kind of person because I wasn't ready for anything serious. So I wasn't dating people who were like my age or really mature. And then now obviously like I was started to be looking for something serious. I wanted something more real with someone a little more mature. And I'm so happy I found you because like
I think that's asking for so much.
I don't think it is. I think it's explaining his dating past in the context of why his choices are what they are today. And I think that would make her feel better about
maybe, but listen, we've all dated people. You know, like anyone I dated had nothing to do with the people I dated after them. I became the person I did. Here's what I've learned about myself through other relationships. But like to say that like that girl, that blonde girl I dated has anything to do with the brunette girl that I'm dating now.
I think to say that it's not is sort of is not being honest. I think everyone that you date is a reaction to the last person you dated.
Well, I more make it personal. Like, oh, I dated, like, if I was this guy and I was like, yeah, I dated a 20-year-old, it was weird because she didn't know anything the fuck I was talking about. She didn't even know what the fuck, you know, Saved by the Bell was, and that was weird. I had explained what a fax machine was. I'd be like, that is a normal response. And so now I'm dating you because we get together
You know what a fax machine is.
You know what a fax machine is. But mentally, we connect better than I could ever mentally connect with a 20-year-old.
Well, how is that different from what I just said?
Really? To me, the difference is that it's not like, I don't think you date the next person in spite of the last person. I think you become the person
you
are.
I'm saying it's a reaction to the last person a little bit.
Like, but you learn about yourself.
That's
maybe
what I'm saying.
Maybe we're saying the same
thing. I think we're saying the same thing because I'm saying like every person you date, you learn a little bit about yourself. But it is a reflection of where you are in life. And then as you change, you date different people. So this guy, but I think her issue is that he said he would still do it.
Which sounds like she pushed him to that point.
Right.
It sounded like she was like, would you do it?
Would you date a 20-year-old?
Would I? No, I think that
what's your minimum age?
I would never, 25.
Okay.
Because I think I think the difference, and I think she's right when she says, I've dated a bigger gap, but it feels different to me.
Right.
I think the difference between... The
difference between 10 and 15 is smaller than the difference between 20 and 30, but one's a bigger deal.
But one's a huger deal.
Yeah.
Because I think the growth you go in life, I think the reason people, you know, like it's... I think that graduating college, that first 2 years of working and living in, you know, quote unquote, the real world is an under appreciated, difficult time of life.
Right.
Where you learn a lot about yourself and how you deal with things. And you know, dating someone who's...
It's a shitty time.
Yeah. And no one really prepared you for that. No one... You go from taking a test and knowing the grade to no one's given you a test and you never know your fucking grade.
Okay, but here's the question. What about if you're just hooking up? Forget dating. Would you hook up with a 20-year-old?
No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would. It would be too weird. I wouldn't be able to, like, talk to that person. I don't think I would have anything to really say.
But I'm saying you're just hooking up. That's what this guy was doing. He used to hook up with a girl. I didn't say he used to date her.
No, I don't. I don't think. Maybe hooking up one time we had come across each other. She's hot, sure. Whatever. Yeah, maybe that happens. But like hooking up, like mm-hmm. us, like keeping on a thing. I don't think it would be something I would be into. I just think like there would be nothing for us to talk about. She would have to be like super way more ahead. Like also like sexually, you know, that age like isn't really like, you know, I just think like the sexual
frat boy experience.
Yeah. The sexual experience that you have when you're, you know, the ease you are with, you know, older women are just more at ease with their body and what they like, and that's kind of like more fun for me.
It's so refreshing to hear.
Well, I think that's more fun in a sexual experience than the person that like doesn't know. Like, I want some, you know, back and forth with a sexual experience. I think, but with this girl, like with dating at 20, like I get, you know, it's tough for me to talk to someone who like, you know, is just out of college. And they're going to tell me how their dreams. Yeah. Like, have you ever had someone right out of college tell you that they're going to be the first person to read on the moon? And you're like, oh, get away.
Right. That's the thing about graduating college is you think you know everything.
You know there's nothing cockier than hearing a junior in college tell you what they're going to do for a living.
Right. Like, because you don't know anything.
You have no idea. I mean, I sold life insurance and then I thought like that was what I was going to do. And now I'm fucking, you know, telling people, you know, how to text.
Yeah. And I remember being a 22-year-old and like thinking about, and I would date. So I was probably like 24 and I went on a date with like a 35-year-old mm-hmm. or something like that. That was probably the oldest gap I've ever had. And I just remember feeling like I was like on the opposite sense of like, this person has like a real established career mm-hmm. and like wants to, like is a certain way. And like, I am like fucking around. I don't have anything down. Like, I don't know where anything's going. I don't know. I'm like just totally different place in the world.
Yeah. It's
and in life.
That's kind of what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, that's exactly like why, you know, what, how much of a connection could be made?
Right.
And I know maybe you're younger. You're listening to this, like, I'm mature. I know what I'm going to do. And maybe you do, but you probably don't.
Right.
You know,
the worst is when, the worst is all post like 22-year-olds who think that, again, like think they do.
Yeah.
That's worse than just saying, I don't know.
Saying you don't know is such a powerful thing.
Yeah.
It is like, and you see it very little online. Like no one says, I don't know. And that's, I know less than I don't know shit. You ever see a
political debate online and someone comments, I'm not really sure about this issue.
It never happens.
I don't know if I have enough information.
It never happens. I mean, you see with a lot of, you know, it's so, I do. Yeah. The that would be tough. Dating a 20-year-old would be so tough. Just how sure they are would bother me. Cause I'm not sure of anything. And it's like the big reveal of going to work in the real world is how not in control of their lives. Adults are of their lives. You know, it seems like they know.
Yeah, exactly when you were younger, what they're doing.
Yeah, when you were younger, you're like, oh, all adults are doing great and know exactly what they're doing. And then you find out, like, oh, there's people that are shitty at their jobs at 40.
Right.
You know, like, they still don't have it together. And it's like, yeah, we're all moving towards that age to be shitty at our own job.
Right. Or with any of it, like jobs, relationships, any of that stuff, like, it always just seems like everyone's just got it down and, like, no one has it down.
And that's kind of what you really, no one has it down.
Yeah.
And that's why this podcast exists.
Here we are.
Let's play some games.
Let's do it.
Red flag deal breaker. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
He or she has a framed selfie of themselves in their room.
I think if it's a selfie that they took with their own camera, then I might be out. If it's like a picture...
Framed.
Yeah, if it's a picture of them that someone else took somewhere, it's still kind of weird, but it's okay.
The only way it's okay as a red flag is if there's some monument in behind them.
Like what?
It can't just be a selfie where they're like, lighting's good.
Okay.
Gotta frame it.
Oh, it's gotta be like in front of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. Like I went to China alone.
Okay. Do you have any framed pictures of yourself in your apartment?
No, but I did get a selfie stick when I was in China, and I've made fun of selfie sticks forever.
Right.
That thing is intoxicating. That is a fun thing to have. And I went around China selfie sticking the whole time because I was there alone.
Right. Framed in front of something that's like, that reminds you of a really meaningful experience.
Yes.
Is cool.
That's fine.
Right.
That's a red flag.
But if it's just like you, what if it's the person and they have like the Snapchat dog ears? In the selfie?
Deal breaker. Done. Just the fact, because they're lying to themselves. Anytime you look at a selfie that has nothing to do with anything but themselves, that is them going, this is a good looking picture of me. And it's them looking at a lie.
I agree.
That's not what you look like.
What if they have a framed picture of like their dogs?
Fine with that.
You're fine with
that. I get that. That makes sense to
my
me,
boyfriend
right?
had that when I first went into his room. I thought it was so weird.
Really?
I was like, this is so weird. It's like, pictures of your dog? He's like, it's like family dog. So I was like,
really?
No,
that's weird to you?
I was like, there's no people in this picture. It's just like, your dogs don't have a framed picture of you.
Or the dogs? Yeah, they also don't walk him. There's a lot of things.
Not everything is completely reciprocal. Yeah,
this doesn't go both ways.
He didn't think it was weird. I thought it was weird. I guess I'm weird.
I'm with him. I gotta say, it's his dog. It's like a family.
It's like his family.
Is
his
dog dead?
His family is like a few dogs. I think at the time they were alive. One of them, whatever. We won't get into that. But
one time I went into this guy's house. It was in college. We would like stay like we did these like canning weekends for Penn State Thon. So we went and stayed at my buddy's house and they had five kids. Okay. And on the wall, there was a picture, each of the senior photos of the five kids. And it was four in a box and one in the middle.
Okay.
And I was like, this is bizarre because what is this? The kid of the week?
Right, like why does that kid get the middle?
Who gets the middle? And that's how I would run my house. I would let the kids know where they stood.
Where they stood, you'd move it around.
Move it around
like
every week.
MySpace top 10 list.
Yes, it would be my MySpace. And I was like, this is a great idea. If I had five kids, which I will definitely not, I would just place them every week, every Sunday. That order would change.
Let's see who's
just to let know.
It's like the employee of the month.
Yes.
The child of the month.
But then you see who's in last.
Right. That's the one in therapy talking about how his dad had the framed pictures and he put him on the end and he never got to be in the middle.
Listen, you better have a better week.
Yeah. My grandma's eight grandchildren from my mother. My mom has eight kids. I think I told you this. And she had this like tree thing with like pictures of all of us.
Really?
And it was kind of like,
who's
it was sort of an age order, but like, I think that some people were moved up.
Oh, my mom is crazy with this. My mom would like bring extra pictures to my grandparents' house and like put them everywhere.
Like to make sure that you guys were the grandchildren of choice.
Yeah, the most.
The most memorable.
Like, this is fucked up.
That's great. All right. Here she hates shopping, and so their mom buys all their clothes.
I mean, is this me?
Your mom buys all your clothes?
Someone wrote this in for me? No.
Is it an ex of yours?
She's very involved with clothing
what if it's,
stuff.
Okay, what if it's for men? Your dad buys all your clothes.
Weird. Deal breaker for a girl? Now I gotta go home. The dad.
Yeah,
go
your
to the
dad
cat.
Buys all your clothes, both of them. I think that's a tougher one.
This deal breaker. The dad going, doesn't she look good today? You know who picked that up?
It's a Sherpa.
What are you doing?
His dad buys.
See, this is more of a female.
My boyfriend's
question.
Mom buys some of his clothes too.
Yeah, this happens to a lot of dudes where the mom's like, "I like this shirt, got it for you." What would you do? Red flag, deal breaker.
I guess it's fine because, like, at least you know that guy is moldable. He'll buy whatever you.
He'll listen to a
he'll
woman.
He'll wear whatever you buy him.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, every guy is just one girl says you look good away from buying anything.
Right.
That's why every time I go into a store, the girl who works there always goes, oh, I like it. And I go,
sold.
Sold. Done. Game over.
Yeah. If the dad was buying clothes, I think that'd be a little weird.
Yeah.
Assuming it wasn't like a college sweatshirt.
Yeah. My dad has never
bought his own clothes, let alone
an article. Not one article.
It's fair.
They honestly, truly believe in astrology.
I'm out.
I'm out as well.
It's like, I believe in magic and witchcraft.
When does it end? That's right. Really the question.
The crystals.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of amulets.
Yeah.
And shit. I mean, it's
just not real. It's like dating a religious fanatic.
Yeah, it's that.
Like, you don't believe that Christ is the son of, like, what do you?
Like, it's like dating someone who wants to tell you about the dream they had last night. You know how it always ends with, but it didn't happen.
Right. Sometimes they feel really real, though.
What? The
dreams?
No, the dreams. Ugh.
You don't like hearing. You ever have a crazy dream and you want to tell someone about it?
Yeah. And then I say to myself, Jared, shut the fuck up. No one wants to hear about your dream.
I want to hear about people's dreams if I'm in them.
Really?
So I can know what they're really thinking about me.
I had a girl text me recently that I was in her dream and I was great.
And you didn't. What was your thought?
And I said,
you remember?
I said, well, no, we weren't. We never hooked up.
Right.
And this seemingly got her to think of me in a different way.
I've had weird dreams about guys that I didn't think I was into. And then you have like a weird sexual dream about them and you're like, what, do I like them? It's like gives you like a, it's like a mind fuck. You're like, I don't know why I had that weird dream. It like fucks
did
you, ever, you up.
Did you reach out to them?
I don't think I did, but I've had people. I've heard of like, I've had friends who have like a guy has reached out to them and been like, I had a dream about you.
I mean, I'm going to go through text right now. This is actually like a little bit nuts.
I think it can kind of mess with you. Cause you feel like it's like a subconscious thing that you're like, why? Like there's a reason that you showed up in this dream.
Well, I think that works more for women than it does for men. Cause to me, I'm just like, oh, it's pop one off and then I'm done. Right, yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, no one's having sex dreams. Women aren't having sex dreams about just like hot guys. They're having like, it just doesn't, that doesn't work.
Well, I
like
got a text. Okay. This is someone I've never hooked up. We've like met up over like 2 years.
Okay.
Doesn't live in the city. Okay.
This is recent? Ish.
Ish.
Ish. Okay.
So, but we've hung out before and just never hooked up.
Okay.
So I was always, by the last time we hung out, I was like, I'm not doing this again. I don't want to fucking hang with this person ever again. Like, I'm done. Definitely had a very vivid dream with you in it last
night.
And then I wrote.
This was randomly out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Okay.
Definitely had a very vivid dream with you in it last night. Ha. Oh, yeah? That was me.
Okay. Wow. You're really giving her a lot to work with.
Well, because fuck her.
Okay.
Gone on out with this person a couple of times and I was like, what's going on here? You don't live in my city. I thought this was gonna be a fun thing, and then it just was like never.
What was not fun about it?
That I no blowjob.
Okay.
Yeah,
it all comes full circle.
Yeah, it does.
She wasn't trying to have that much fun. Go on.
What's gonna happen? She lives hundreds of thousands of miles away.
All right,
why are we even going out, you know? Then she wrote,
make a new friend, pen pal.
Yeah, this is what I needed. Yes, it felt so real.
That's the whole thing?
I wrote, I'm great in dreams. Understatement, phenomenal. Doesn't translate well into reality? Question mark. And I wrote, you've had chances.
Oh.
I know to say I was in a complicated situation is putting it mildly.
She said this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I wrote.
That's why she didn't have sex.
So then I wrote back with the
eggplant emoji. Wait, no, it's the it's the like hand flip.
The I don't know emoji.
I don't know emoji. Okay.
It was just never right timing whenever we were in the same state. Like, this is the first time we've had this conversation.
So I'm telling you, this dream fucked her up.
Because of the same guy, he's gone and you're in my dreams. So, and I wrote, I've made it.
Okay. So she's trying to like rekindle something.
I've got to go. I have a gold ribbon for you to collect. And then I just wrote back with the trophy emoji.
Okay.
And then then we got into conversation from there. But
did you meet up with her again?
No.
Okay. I think she was reopening the door for you for you to date her seriously again.
Date her seriously. But, so we go on and on and on. But this is all from a dream.
Yeah. She's trying to start a relationship with you.
Well,
all you can think about is sex.
That's it. I want to know what I did in this fucking dream.
You're probably.
I want to learn from
probably,
my moves.
You're probably a great boyfriend. Yeah, in this dream.
Just me listening to her stories.
Yeah,
you were great in that dream.
The difference between men and women astounds me more and more every episode.
And that's why we're here every week, every Wednesday. This is the U Up Podcast. Keep telling your friends. Oh, also, we have a live show August 27th.
Yes. Send in your submissions. Let us know which show you're coming to.
Yes. Dating app makeovers and deal reveals. Deal reveals could be someone you were hooking up with that went dead. It could be someone that you're currently texting with. We want to get into it, discuss it, break it down, and reveal the deal. We'll be back next episode.
UUP at Betches.com. Bye.
Betches.